Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
Let's start the weekend with some live music Friday night. John Kane at Brook Hollow Winery, Steve Kirchick and his magical guitar at the Inn at Millrace Pond, or the band Naked Jake at Rock Creek Tavern. Saturday morning brings a unique winery event. It's the Grape Gallop at Alba Vineyard. Run or walk, then have a wine tasting. Registration and check-in opens at 8:30 a.m. for the 10 a.m. race. Then stick around for Alba's Harvest Food Truck and Wine Festival, which runs from noon to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday. This event features cuisine from the region's best food trucks, Alba's estate wines, and live music by the Voodoods. Historic Waterloo Village holds the last of its Canal Day events for the season this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with lots of interesting demonstrations, boat rides on the canal, tours of the historic buildings, and traditional Irish music performed live by Ed Saltz. Want to make your own all-natural homemade soap? Well, Sweet Herb Farm will show you how with a workshop Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. More live music on Saturday. Marty Koppel performs at Brook Hollow Winery 1:30 to 4 p.m. Four Sisters Winery holds another of their famous barefoot grape stomping parties Saturday, which includes a formal wine tasting, spaghetti and meatballs dinner, wine cellar tour, and stomping in a barrel of grapes. The band Uncle Rocco, appropriately enough, is playing the Rock Creek Tavern Saturday night, while the Glenn Roberts Band performs their bar rockin' country and southern rock at Buck Hill Brewery and Restaurant. That's that relatively new place in Blairstown. And Sunday brings Andy Reimer to Brook Hollow Winery performing that afternoon. Well, it's an afternoon with the Dr. Dick faction at Rock Creek Tavern. Live music starting at 4 p.m. there. Don't forget, Harvest Festival weekends continue at Donaldson Farms near Hackettstown. Family Harvest weekends are at Four Sisters Winery. Tranquility Farms in Alamuchi has Fall Fest activities, including hay rides to the pumpkin patch for an on-the-vine pumpkin picking. The Delaware River Railroad Excursions run their grape pumpkin train rides with pumpkin picking and a corn maze, and the Warren County Winery train for just a couple of more weekends. And the fresh cider is available at Mackey's Orchards, Best's Fruit Farm, Apgar's Cider Mill. It's the taste of autumn that you don't want to miss. Finally, speaking of things you don't want to miss, the play Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Jersey Lily wraps up its run at the Lackland Performing Arts Center in Hackettstown, with performances Wednesday through Sunday when the curtain comes down on this fast-paced, witty, and well-staged show. Check out all of these things in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter you'll find at www.explorewarren.org. Sign up to receive it weekly so you won't miss a thing. Happy wanderings!
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.